This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, welcome to Koi Kono. I'm your host, Min Kyung. I'm passionate about the Korean language and love to help people. This show will help you to learn basic Korean. And I will also share some local Taranaki information for the Korean community here. You are listening to Koi Corner on Access Radio Taranaki. 안녕하세요. Koi Corner에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 이 방송은 Access Radio Taranaki에서 전해드립니다. 저는 한국어와 사람들 돕는 것을 좋아하는 호스트 민경입니다. 이 방송은 여러분이 기본 한국어를 말할 수 있게 도와드리고요. 타라나키 지역 소식을 한국 커뮤니티에 전해드리고자 합니다. 지금 여러분은 코이 코너를 듣고 계십니다. Kia ora, welcome to Koi Corner. 안녕하세요. 코이 코너에 오신 것을 환영합니다. I'm your host, 민경. 저는 여러분의 호스트 민경입니다. I'm a New Plymouth Korean tutor and you are here 104.4 FM Access Radio Taranaki, New Zealand. I will be using my skill to help people understand the Korean language and learn about Korea. This program will be helpful for those who want to learn about other cultures or for New Zealanders with a Korean background. And this program will use the textbook, which is Employment Permit System Topic New Standard Korean Textbook. Each unit follows the order of instruction, vocabulary, grammar, conversation, cultural and information, and ethics topic. In the instruction, photos paired with the dialogue are used instead of illustration to present the learning objectives and content, aiming to engage learners' interests and activate their background knowledge. However, we are on the radio, so some of them cannot be mentioned on air. However, we can try to practice to the best of our abilities. So this publication was produced by the Minister of Employment and Labor of Korea and the Human Resource Department Service of Korea. Appreciation is extended to the Korean government. If you wanted to download a free book, please visit the Koi Corner website where you will find a link to the book. Because the link website is very hard to find, so it's easier to find out at Koi Corner. If you need any help, email me at koikorner@gmail.com, kowicorner@gmail.com. Yay! So let's share news. On the 1st of March, the Korean Association of Taranaki has an event for Korean migrants and their family and friends. Hopefully, many people will join it. Also, on the 7th of March, there is the Taranaki Multi-Ethnic Extravaganza. The Korean community will attend a parade. So join us at 10 a.m. at the Clock Tower in New Plymouth. You will find a big Korean flag. Also, you can see the Korean fan dance group at the horse riding course. Anyway, that's all about the shared our news. Let's learn Korean. 한글 소개. Introducing 한글. 한글은 1443년 조선시대 세종왕이 창제하였다. 한글 창제 전에는 중국의 문자인 한자로 한국어를 표기하였다. 한자는 교육을 받지 않은 사람들이 사용하기에는 너무 어려웠다. 이러한 이유로 세종대왕은 일반 사람들도 쉽게 사용할 수 있는 한글을 창작하게 되었다.
So I will read through the books, but I also speak in English as well. So next is the same what I'm said before. The Korean alphabet Hangul was created by King Sejong during the Joseon Dynasty in 1443. Before its creation, Chinese characters called Hanja were used to write the Korean language. However, Hanja were too difficult for ordinary uneducated people. So King Sejong invented Hangul to allow common people to use it easily. We cannot talk much about Hangul today, but happy to teach our YouTube channel in the future, or you can visit the website for study. I'm basic in Taranaki, New Zealand. So happy to help. Let's hear some music and study again.
Welcome back, Koi Kona. That was Aga Salut Demu. Today's topic is self-introduction, 자기소개. Let's learn vocabulary first. 어휘, countries, 나라 이름, Republic of Korea, 한국, Nepal, 네팔, Timorist,
East Timor, 동티모르. Laos, Laos, Mongolia, Mongol. Myanmar, Myanmar. Bangladesh, Bangladesh. Vietnam, Vietnam. Sri Lanka, Sri Lanka. Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan. Indonesia, Indonesia. China, 중국. Cambodia, Cambodia. Kyrgyzstan, sorry, Kyrgyzstan, Kyrgyzstan. Tajikistan, Tajikistan. Thailand, 태국. Pakistan, Pakistan. The Philippines, Philippines. There was a country's name, which is we will talk about in a book today. And other thing, we will learn different words, which is 어느, which, 어느, person, 사람, name, 이름, nationality, 국적, who, 누구. And again, which. W-H-I-C-H, 어느, 어느, person, 사람, name, 이름, nationality, 국적, who, 누구. So that's we learn vocabulary. So let's move on the grammar. You will learn some word, 입니다, 입니까? So, 입니다 combines with a noun that shows an attribute of the subject and is the predicate of a sentence in formal situations. Making the listener hear, 입니까? Is the question form of 입니다. And is used when asking about an attribute of the subject. Example, 저는 유스프입니다. 저는 왕민입니다. So somebody asks, 어느 나라 사람입니까? Which country person are you? So 어느 나라 사람입니까? 저는 라오스 사람입니다. So, if you can, please write down, introducing yourself as shown in the example. So, example is 안녕하세요, 아궁입니다. 동티모르 사람입니다. 안녕하세요, hello. Nice to meet you. 아궁입니다. My name is 아궁. And 동티모르 사람입니다. I'm from Timor, East Timor, where, yeah. So you can write down 안녕하세요. So my name is 민경. So 민경입니다. 어느 나라 사람입니까? 한국 사람입니다. Yeah, it is hard, but we can keep practice. So the books show the country, which is a Philippine, the Philippines, and Tegu, Thailand, Myanmar, and Cambodia, and Bangladesh. So you can write down an question, 어느 나라 사람입니까? Which country are you from? Where are you came from? So, 저는 필리핀 사람입니다. I'm from Philippines. So you can make a sentence more, or like, for example, you are from New Zealand. So 어느 나라 사람입니까? New Zealand 사람입니다. So we can keep like this one. This today's our drama. Let's move on conversation. The conversation said, 안녕하세요, 아궁입니다. 동티모르 사람입니다. Hello, I'm Agung. I'm from East Timor. Next conversation. Madu say, 안녕하세요, 마두입니다. Agung ask, 어느 나라 사람입니까? Where are you from? 마두, 네팔 사람입니다. I'm from Nepal. So this conversation, if you keep practicing, it will be better and better. So now, can you answer me? Where is Agung from? 아궁은 어느 나라 사람입니까? Where is Madhu from? 마두는 어느 사람입니까? 어느 나라 사람입니까? Can you answer it? So Agung was Timor, East Timor. I'm from East Timor. 동티모르 사람입니다. So second question, where is Madhu from? 마두는 어느 나라 사람입니까? 마두는 네팔 사람입니다. Madhu from Nepal. So this is what we conversation. Let's move on the pronunciation. When you pronunciation ah is pronounced with the mouth open wide. O is pronounced with the mouth slightly less open than ah. O is pronounced with the mouth less open than o, and the lip rounded forward. So let's practice. A, o, o. A, o, o. So for example, a word is 아기. 아기. 아기 means baby. 어, 어제. 어제, 어제, 어, 어제, 어제 means tomorrow. 어, 어, 오리, 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 오리 means duck. Hopefully you got some word and grammar conversation and pronunciation today. So next we move up the vocabulary too. But today we have a little bit more than what we learned. So let's finish today, and then hopefully you practice the whole week, because our radio show come to every second week. So you can listen anywhere, Apple app or Access Radio Taranaki website or Spotify. So please listen anywhere, any place, with your mobile or computer, and if you can driving with radio, that's a Saturday 1 p.m. Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Thank you for listening. Hope you have enjoyed a good weekend.
다키테아노, 안녕히 계세요. Thanks for joining Koi Corner. Hopefully, the show is helping with your Korean language skills. For more information, check out the Koi Corner Facebook page or email me at koicorner@gmail.com. To listen to this and previous shows, go to accessradiotaranaki.com and search up Koi Corner. I hope you have a happy time. 코이 코너와 함께 하셔서 감사합니다. 여러분의 한국어에 도움이 되셨기를 바랍니다. 저희 방송을 조금 더 알기 원하신다면 코이 코너 페이스북 페이지 또는 이메일을 저희에게 보내주세요. 이메일 주소는 koikono@gmail.com입니다. 이전 방송을 다시 듣고 싶으시다면 accessradiotaranaki.com에서 코이 코너를 찾아주세요. 행복한 시간 되시길 바랍니다.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.